Greetings in Jesus' name on this 8th day of May, the year of our Lord, 2023. It's currently in the 50s outside, a beautiful bluebird day. Thank the Lord for the sunshine. We've had just a wonderful time in the Lord over the weekend. God has blessed us in a supernatural way. Just a powerful ladies' conference on Friday and Saturday. Some 175 ladies came out to be a part of the conference, and we're grateful to the Lord for how He moved and blessed during that meeting. And then just all day yesterday, preaching twice in the morning, and then in the afternoon, went to the Wells service and was able to rejoice with Brother Booth from down in Massachusetts preaching for us. And I helped to start the service and then drove off in a hurry up to Yarmouth, Maine, where I preached the 8th anniversary Heritage Sunday for the Royal River Baptist Church, our good friend Brother Brooks Suttle. And it was a wonderful time. Afterwards, I was able to go over to the Muddy Rudder, and they rented a room, and there were some 40 of us celebrated together. And we're grateful to the Lord for all that He is doing. What a mighty God we serve. How wonderful it is to see all that the Lord is doing, and encouraged and grateful for it. Thank you for praying for us as we labor on and believe God for expansions here in this region. We must be about the Father's business. There's so much to do, so little time to do it, and we must be about the Father's business. Here in your Bibles today, look with me in Hebrews chapter number 4 and verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest. Oh, thank God, do we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. We have a great high priest. We have one that we can bring our burdens to. Bring it to the Lord. Bring your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Unload the dump truck of stress and put it on the Lord. He is our burden bearer. We have a great high priest. For there is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. He was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Bring it to the Lord. This is a marvelous Monday. This is a great day to just bring it to Him. He's our burden bearer. He's even taught us in His word in Matthew, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Bring it to Him. He's our great high priest. He's passed into the heavens. It's Jesus, the Son of God. In light of all of this, what are we to do? Hebrews 4:14 says, here's what you're to do. Let us hold fast our profession. Let's hold it fast. This is no time to be tipping the sail. This is no time to be pulling down our sails and saying, I'm finished. This is no time to retire. This is time to refire. Let us hold fast our profession. It's not time to slacken or soften. It's time to be steadfast. Let us hold fast our profession. Thank God, we have a profession. We have a confession. We have a testimony. Christ saved us. He changed us. He's continuing to change us. We're being sanctified by the power of the Word of God and through the fullness of the Holy Ghost. In light of all of these things, let us hold fast our profession. Have you been entertaining the thought recently of slacking off? Have you been entertaining the thought recently? Well, I'll just kind of skip out on some things down at the local church house. Oh, no. Let us hold fast our profession. It's time to join the choir again. It's time to lift up your voices again. I told my people yesterday at 138 at Sunday school, I shouted the victory, and I looked at them. I said, some of you are practicing to be ventriloquist. I can just tell you don't even move your mouth when you sing. Oh, yes. It's time to change that. It's time to hold fast our profession. Get the songbooks back out. Join the choir again. Get up early and come to Sunday school. Get up early and go to work all week. For heaven's sake, get up early and go to Sunday school. It's time to hold fast our profession. Quit going to the soccer game on Sunday afternoon. Just go ahead and get your BB gun out and shoot the soccer ball. Make it flat. Get out to the house of God on Sunday night. That's right. Amen. Let us hold fast our profession. That's what we need to do. And in this day of great compromise, it'd be wonderful to have a church full of people holding fast our profession. You've been listening to the Monday edition of the Wings with Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. You can also text me at 207-432-8298. God bless you. Have a wonderful day, and we'll talk to you again on tomorrow.